the end.
It's the wake up call.
We have a question, and it's a relationship question, and we want you to weigh in on it. So you can text or call us, 916-909-1065. But is liking somebody else's post micro-cheating? Or maybe you want to say it's full-on cheating. Text us, call us, 909-1065. And we're getting into this because the internet's getting into this. There was an article that was written examining how social media is kind of creating a whole bunch of new issues that relationships have never had to deal with. And one of which is liking somebody else's post. Let's say you're dating a guy and that guy likes one of your friend's pictures on Instagram. And you can see it because you have mutual friends. The picture that he liked, though, is your friend at the lake in a bikini. Is that micro cheating?
In my mind, it is not. Because even if the worst case scenario, he is liking it because he finds the person in that picture, your friend, to be attractive. Finding another person attractive is in no form cheating. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, that's just our brains are going to find other people in the world attractive, not just our partner.
Mm-hmm.
I do find it to verge on disrespectful.
Why?
Because it is now signaling to the world that your partner finds your friend attractive.
Kevin, what do you think?
I think it's kind of micro cheating.
Okay.
Like if we're in a relationship and you're liking a bikini picture.
Right.
Like you could like other pictures, but a bikini picture specifically.
But what about that is cheating?
You're only supposed to be following me if I'm the girlfriend, only following me and not following other girls. If you're following other girls, they're my friends that I allow you to follow.
Okay.
Text message that we just got in, interesting, that said that's insane. This is for people who are very insecure in their relationship.
I don't think so. Okay,
I think that's kind of true. I agree with that text
because
message.
I feel like I am somebody that is very secure in my marriage, okay? I still don't necessarily need to hear my husband's inside thoughts about which of my friends he thinks is hot. If he wouldn't say it out of his mouth to me, then why do I want to find out about it on social media?
Okay, so I'm going to paint you another scenario. And this does sound like an excuse, but it's a legitimate excuse. If you don't interact with other people's posts,
oh my God,
they drop from your algorithm. You don't see them in a scroll anymore. That is a fact. That is a fact.
So is your friend not posting any other stuff?
Well, maybe they are, maybe they're not.
Well, if they're not, then there's no reason for them to need to stay in your algorithm because they're not posting anything anyway.
Well, then why even be friends with them then?
No.
What's even the point?
No, my point is, if your friend is posting only bikini pictures.
Well, I'm sure they're not only posting bikini pictures.
Then like the things that aren't a bikini picture, they could stay in your algorithm that way.
909-1065. Other text messages we're getting into. That's ridiculous. There are bigger insecurities going on. That's the second time we've gotten something
okay, but
talking about the insecurities. With
what
this.
About if they liked it multiple times, like multiple pictures?
Well, how do you, like if they go through
like
and start liking it?
Like if they spam liked you like multiple times, that is definitely something's going on.
I mean, that's for sure. I mean, I'll agree with that.
Why is that just not an insecurity?
Because that's just, then you're mining. I feel like that's different. By the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking about is you're in a relationship and your significant other likes somebody else's post. Is it micro cheating? Katie says it's not micro cheating, but it's disrespectful. Kevin says it is micro cheating. I think that neither are the case. That's mining. You're going to their personality and you're looking
for
stuff.
Okay, but what if you're not going and like spam liking it? What if you're just liking every single bikini post when it comes up?
That's suspicious if that's the case.
But why is that just not insecurity?
Because then there's a pattern that it's only the bikini pictures. Okay. That's the thing. Somebody said, this is a good text message. My question is, how many of us just scroll and double tap as we go, regardless of what the picture is, just because they are our friends and we want our friends to know that we saw their post?
I don't think
so.
A good picture for me to like it.
You guys are rude.
No, we're not. We're honest. We're not fake.
If just everybody's liking every single picture, then what's the point of the like function?
Right.
To keep it in your algorithm.
No.
To let them know, I see you. Wow, you guys are bad friends.
No, we're not.
And this explains a lot. This
Post
is why
better and you we'll like it.
This is why you don't like people's posts. So many people come up, "Hey, Kevin and Katie haven't done it." Yeah, because they're bad friends.
Okay, somebody's a disrespectful. Now we can't like pictures. You can like pictures. Do you have to like the ones and broadcast to everybody the if it is like your friend or your woman's friend in a bikini? Like, do you have to notify everybody that, oh, I liked this one?
Somebody said, yes, this is how I caught two guys cheating.
See? Okay. Period.
If two guys have cheated on you, I mean, maybe the betterhelp.com. I don't know. Something's going on there. But also, another text message. Would it warrant a War of the Roses? Listen, we'll take anybody on War of the Roses. And you can always email us at waroftheroses@endonline.com.